Our country wasn't founded in 1492. It wasn't founded until a little bit later, till about 300 years later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I missed that in my geography class.
Maybe we ought to pour a little bit more money into education. Hey.
I must have been out to lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is the 500th anniversary of the founding of our continent. It's funny because the people who are already here would say, hey, we found it long before Columbus ever got here, and which is quite true. Anyway.
Yeah, I know a lot of the teenagers, they all have different recollections of how this country was founded compared to what we had back in school, you know?
Well, it should be the same. It should be the same recollections. I mean, it's all the same country.
Yeah, but I mean, the educational system has changed a little bit from when I was in school, because we were always taught that Columbus was the one that discovered America, and now they say that it was, I don't know, some other name,
Sidney Goldfarb, I think, is the current one, they say.
Yeah.
That he sailed across in a 200-foot kayak made out of paper mache.
Really?
Yeah, that he left from St. John's, Newfoundland, and discovered Methuen as he was heading up the Ipswich and Merrimack rivers. But, you know, by next year they might have a totally different theory.
That's true. You never know.
It changes all the time.
It's the same thing with atheists, you know. Some people don't believe that God put us here, and some people do. So.
That's right. And some atheists, they believe that Sidney Goldfarb didn't land in Methuen at all. Some of them say he actually landed in Athol.
In where?
Athol, A-T-H-O-L. It's a mystic village in the north central part of Massachusetts. It's kind of interesting. It was first discovered on the continent of North Africa. And a discoverer, the explorer who found it there, loved the village so much that he numbered all the bricks and everything, you know. And they brought them all back, and they reassembled them in that area. And it's now called the town of Athol. But that probably goes back about 500 to 600 years. Yeah, these are things you probably didn't learn then, but they're just coming out recently.
Well, you've got more knowledge than anybody I think I've ever known.
I really do, and a greater imagination.
I've got to get together with my mother. She's a great historian,
too. She would appreciate all the swell stuff I'm telling you.
She's probably listening in right now.
And if she is, she's probably fallen off the bed. Hey, Holly, I got to get going, but nice to talk with you.
Okay, nice talking
nice,
to you. Have
nice,
a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now. You kids listening and you're taking notes on this, for heaven's sakes?
Digitally remastered by staffannouncer.com and Steve Seashaw,
the good guy.